We pray that be ye reconciled to God. Amen. Today we are going to speak about a man called Hudson Taylor. He was a missionary to the Chinese people. He lived from 1832 to 1905. And there was a book that was written by his descendants, Hudson Taylor's Spiritual Secret. In his ministry to the Chinese people, at the time when he died in 1905, in the capital of the last province was opened up the mission station. There were 205 stations with 849 missionaries and 125,000 Chinese Christians in the China Inland Mission. They wanted to go to reach men and women who are still unreached. And God had to prepare this man, and he had to understand why he would be doing what he was doing. Why do we speak the word of reconciliation to men who do not know God, so that they may know the person of Jesus Christ, the Son of God? Hudson Taylor's Secret, says Dr. and Mrs. Howard Taylor, is a thrilling story of J. Hudson Taylor and his founding of China Inland Mission. And this account of the missionary's amazing life is a soul-searching inspiration to tens of thousands of others. James Hudson Taylor was born in 1832 to 1905 in Barnsley, Yorkshire, England. And he's often referred to as the father of modern missions. And this is the testimony of Professor Wolnick of this man's faith. He says he was a physician, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, of entire surrender to God and his call, of great self-denial, heartfelt compassion, rare power in prayer, marvelous organizing capability, energetic initiative, indefatigable perseverance, and of astonishing influence with men, and wither of childlike humility. A man Christians find much to emulate. Now, this man went to China under the newly formed China Evangelization Society, as God was with us to show us and to help us and to lead us into his truth. And you would find here how he spent from 1854 to 1860 in Shanghai, in Suatao, and in Ningpo. And during 1854 and 1855, he carried out 10 evangelistic missions. And before long, in June 1857, he resigned from the society which sent him and continued as an independent worker. And he married Maria J. Tyler, the daughter of a missionary in China, on the 20th of January 1858. And in 1859, he took charge of the hospital in Ningpo. And in 1860, he returned home to England on his first follow. And it was reported that he spent the next 5 years translating the New Testament into the Ningpo dialect and wrote a book on China, prayed for missionaries for the inland China. And his definite planning in England, Brighton, led to the establishment of a society for the evangelization of inland China with his wife and children and 16 new missionaries. And thus he became the director of the mission and traveled widely in China and Europe in its interest. Some of the important emphasis of missions efforts. He took steps to identify with the people of China. He believed that mission should be directed on the field and not from some home base in another country. And he lived depending on God alone for supplies with scrupulous efficiency in administration. He did everything he could to help deepen the Christian life in the home churches as a sure means of encouraging missionary vocations. And he retired from the mission in 1901. At his death in 1905 in Changsha, the capital of the last province open to the gospel, as we said, there were 205 stations with 849 missionaries and 125,000 Chinese Christians in the China mainland mission. Daniel W. Bacon, the United States Director of the Overseas Missionary Fellowship, OMF, said in 1987, Taylor has reminded us that ultimately mission in God's work can only be done God's way. Faith is not an option, but the basis by which God's power and resources are made available to his servants. Our generation needs to hear afresh that God does answer prayer and that he is utterly faithful to his word. Much of the church today is asleep, observed his son Howard. It desperately needs to be reawakened to God's glorious call to world evangelization given in the final or great commission, Matthew 28:18-20. This is a call to love individual human beings, not just cities or nations, but the people who live in them. And we must realize that one at the same time, what a great privilege and great responsibility it is to be commissioned, as every Christian is, to share God's love and grace with our fellow sojourners here on planet Earth. 2 Corinthians 5:17-20.